In the next month, six streets and avenues throughout Wrangell are scheduled to receive major overlay and asphalt improvements. Streets include Campbell Drive, Mission Street, Phillips Street, Upper Ash Street, Council Drive, and Wrangell Avenue. City Manager Timothy Rooney says the streets listed were identified by city staff as having the biggest problems, and he hopes for the improvements to be a first step in addressing some community complaints.
We have some base failure in several of those areas and quite a few potholes and cracks in those portions of the street. So those were identified as our biggest priorities.
The total cost of the road projects is $250,000, which is funding that was set aside in this year's budget by the Borough Assembly. $210,000 of that will go to the asphalt work, and the city expects the remaining $40,000 to go to the hire of crews and prep work done by the Public Works Department. Public Works Director Carl Johnson says road improvements will begin next week.
The contractor will start on removing asphalt on Campbell Drive out beyond the City Hall and Bob's grocery store starting on Monday, and we'll be working on the other roads kind of over the next probably 2 weeks.
Road work on the six streets is expected to be completed by the end of August. And also starting up is the long-anticipated downtown revitalization project, which is set to begin Monday, August 1st. Road construction will start at the beginning of City Dock to mid-front street near Angerman's Retail. Johnson says this is just the first phase of the project.
The contract was scheduled to have three phases done this summer. We're kind of talking that over right now with the late start on whether or not we'll get three phases done, but the remaining out of five phases, at least two would get done this summer, and the remainder would get done next summer.
Johnson says with both Front Street and Campbell Drive work starting at the same time, Public Works is doing their best to make sure everything runs smoothly and on schedule. He expects most of Front Street to still be accessible to vehicles and says detour signs will be posted starting next week. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.